Hello everyone, my name is Shireen Davis, and today on our Current Trends and Issues in Education Forum, I will be doing my review on the National Standards Curriculum for grades 7 to 9. The National Standards Curriculum, NSC, was implemented in September 2016. It was a curriculum to cater to the needs of the Jamaican education system. The NSC is a dynamic, challenging, inspiring, and inclusive curriculum for the 21st century learner. The design of the NSC represents a major transformation for the Jamaican education system, which aims to enhance the quality of education offered to learners and to improve the general academic performance, attitude, and behavior of students, which will redound to the positive shaping of the national, social, and economic fabric of the education system. The key aims of the NSC are to develop successful lifelong learners, confident and productive individuals, young people who are aware of and value their Jamaican identity and citizenship. These three key aims underpin all learning in the curriculum and provides its purpose and direction so that children can develop a love for learning, believe they and others can be successful, demonstrate confidence in their ability and relate well with others, as well as practice the values and attitudes of good citizenship. The underlying philosophical and theoretical foundation of the written curriculum is predicated on a constructivist learning theory. The NSC promotes a learner-centric, holistic approach to teaching and learning. It offers content as context with which the learner can build his or her understanding and knowledge. Further, the context is replete with learning experiences through authentic projects, activities, and discussions. These then form a basis for the learner to reflect on these experiences, projects, activities, and discussions to build on or deepen their existing knowledge and/or build new knowledge. Essentially, the learner constructs meanings for him or herself. The NSC constitutes a framework document outlining the vision, aims, values, and principles, the competencies, and the subjects. Curriculum standards. This outlines what all students are expected to know and be able to do at the end of a grade level in different content areas. Teacher's guide. The teaching units, learning objectives, teaching/learning strategies, assessment, and learning outcomes. The NSC emphasizes the constructivist approach and it is learner-centered. The NSC emphasizes the use of information and communication technology, ICT, depth of knowledge, DOK, and the 5 E's teaching model. As indicated earlier, the underlying philosophical and theoretical foundation of the NSC is predicated on a constructivist learning theory. The 5 E's lesson plan model is an instructional model based on the constructivist approach to learning. The constructivist approach posits that learners build or construct new ideas on top of their old ideas. Each of the 5 E's describes a phase of learning, and each phase begins with the letter E, namely, engage, explore, explain, elaborate, and evaluate. The 5 E's allow students and teachers to experience common activities, to use and build on prior knowledge and experience, to construct meaning, and to continually assess their concept. of understanding. ICT is used as a tool for instruction in each subject area. Pedagogy, which is in keeping with the developmentally appropriate practices and has kept abreast of current and effective trends in education. Greater emphasis is placed on the practical application of integration of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, also known as STEM. Responsive to the need to foster the growth and development of persons having a full appreciation of technological creativity, innovation, and competitive edge it provides. It provides opportunities for students to learn new and emerging skills. The visual arts and performing arts are used to drive the curriculum while they still remain as a discrete discipline. New areas that are now in the existing change. The National Standards Curriculum for Grade 79 comprises of 16 subjects: English, Mathematics, Geography, History, Integrated Science, Spanish, French, Religious Education, Music, Visual Arts, Physical Education, Resource and Technology, Social Studies, Information Technology, and Drama, each of which has a general layout and structure consisting of title, acknowledgements, table of contents, messages from the Minister of Education's Senator Ruil Reid, MP Floyd Green, Parliament Secretary Dean Roy Bernard, CEO Grace McLean, Deputy CEO Mrs. Lena Buckle, and Assistant CEO Dr. Clover Hamilton Flowers, and Mr. Anthony Gray. It also has a glossary of terms to give definition to the words that are used, a philosophical statement, goals, the fundamentals of the curriculum, aims, general guidelines, a grade unit, which consists of three terms and three units each, with a term each lasting 4 to 6 weeks, showing the subject overview, standards and attainment targets. A breakdown of each term and unit is also displayed, and there's a section where there is guidance for teachers giving an overview of complications that can arise that prevent students from fully understanding the lesson, and offers a list of suggestions to either modify the lesson or change the approach or strategy. A list of suggested teaching and learning activities, which uses all the Bloom's taxonomy words. A list of key skills that students will develop from the lessons. I paid more attention to the physical education curriculum since it was the closest subject associated with dance. The physical education curriculum was broken down into four strands that covered topics consisting of movement education, games and sports, health, safety, and well-being, all of which were broken down with three terms with two units each lasting up to 6 or 7 weeks. Movement and dance was centered around the development of movement skills in a variety of activities to demonstrate basic understanding of basic movement requirements of dance skills, as well as to be able to apply these movement concepts, which are appropriate that engage in a variety of activities such as sports. In concluding, the 21st century is a time of rapid technological growth and social change. Furthermore, the 21st century demands development of skills and complete communication, collaboration, creative and critical thinking. Therefore, the school curriculum must ensure that young people are well prepared for the present and the challenges as well as opportunities they will meet as adults. The NSC promises to be a vibrant and dynamic curriculum that will inspire and provide challenges to all learners. It is an inclusive curriculum that caters for all students. The NSC aims to develop our children to become critical thinkers, problem solvers, and lifelong learners who appreciate their Jamaican heritage and are pleased with their identity. However, the curriculum would be much stronger if the art of dance was added as an independent curriculum, because the benefits of dance includes as well as supersedes the benefits of physical education. And as we continue to progress in the direction of social change, dance is continuously finding new benefits as we continue to make the art form more accessible to everyone. This ranges from problem solving to communication skills improvement, self-expressions, confidence, creativity, physical as well as mental health and wellness. And it can enrich the learning experience and make the curriculum much more cohesive. But we are only impeding this possibility by keeping the visual and performing arts as a discrete discipline. Thanks for joining me. I do hope this session was quite informative. Stay tuned for next week's episode, and don't forget to like, follow, share, and subscribe. Goodbye.